humanity has reached this point now where it's when they look at the challenge, it seems it's impossible to solve them all. What can we do about it? There's only one solution, and that is. Adversity comes in two forms. Adversity come to you personally. It means a challenge that you face as an individual or in your family. But those are personal challenges, and they're inevitable. They arise in everybody's life periodically. And then there are other types of challenges that are collective. That means difficult situations that arise and affect large groups of people, sometimes millions of people, or everybody on the planet at the same time. So there's adversity of a personal kind, and there's adversity of a collective kind affecting many human beings or other life forms at the same time. So when you talk about climate change, then the possibility of destruction happening in nature, that is certainly a collective challenge for humanity. And the question arises, what is there anything we can do about it? There's a possibility of what are the possibilities of taking action? But more importantly, what is the underlying state of consciousness that is necessary for whatever action you take to be intelligent action, wise action, not action that instead of solving anything makes it even worse? So you're in any situation, any kind of challenge, the primary factor is your state of consciousness with which you approach it. So that is the foundation for anything that you may do. And of course, the foundation is presence, to be aware, so you don't lose yourself in egoic reactivity and then take actions motivated by egoic reactivity, which often are actions that are well-intentioned, but good intentions are not necessarily wise. As the old proverb goes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Good intentions without wisdom are counterproductive. So there are people with very good intentions. They go to a museum and throw tomato soup over a painting and believe that will help in their fight against global warming or race consciousness. And I believe that would be an example of what the Buddhists would call unskillful action that actually does not help the situation, but it makes you or your ego feel better, that you feel a bit virtuous. Or some people lie in the middle of the road to stop the traffic. Of course, that makes your ego feel virtuous and you're actually doing something, but does that actually help raise consciousness on the planet? I don't believe it does. There are other actions that perhaps have some utility. There are people, passive resistance towards the cutting down old growth forests. That is, there's something to be said for certain types of passive resistance. The deforestation is linked to this challenge that we're talking about. But it's not just that. There's a whole range of things that humans are doing to the planet that are all destructive, overfishing in the oceans, upsetting the whole ecological balance in the oceans. Just mentioned deforestation in the Amazon and other parts of the world. The use of pesticides that causing many life forms to become extinct. I've been reading it, even the population of bees is big in some many parts of the world is shrinking, so there are fewer bees pollinating the plants and all the chain reactions, all kinds of things. But there are other challenges also that they might even be more immediate, we don't know. All those challenges, such as nuclear war, could still happen. There's the definite possibility that there's so much unconsciousness still in all those people who are in politics, taking decisions that are egoically motivated, sometimes well-intentioned, but misguided. So there are also challenges to do with the human consciousness that being affected by the digital addiction to digital devices, especially in young people, that's affecting their state of consciousness. That's a very, very serious challenge that's being under, perhaps still underestimated. That right now there are many young people that have grown up with these devices, have become addicted to these devices, who are almost incapable of forming personal relationships because their entire reality, or 90% of their reality, is digital reality. They spend hours every day on this. It's affecting their ability to focus on anything for any length of time. When human beings lose the ability to focus, they can no longer solve problems because any problem solving requires a prolonged focusing of consciousness. It requires to be present with something and focus your attention on something. Many youngsters are losing that. Personal relationships cannot enter into meaningful personal relationships anymore. Have no re completely cut off from nature because the entire reality becomes digital. And that affects their state of consciousness. And within 2 generations, it could mean the complete breakdown of civilization when it can no longer be upheld. Human consciousness is no longer able to cope with problems that arise and loses its creative power. So all these things are coming together. So there's a huge, we don't know which one is the most serious challenge now. But they're all coming together, and that's very important realization that all, we are facing this a kind of, to use a term from existentialist philosophy, it's a, they call it a limit situation, or singularity, where many, many challenges are coming together, and humanity has reached this point now where it's when they look at the challenge, it seems it's impossible to solve them all. What can we do about it? There's only one solution, and that is a shift in human consciousness.